This is Akashvani. The news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today listed three priorities for the next decade: more structural reforms, deepening innovation, and simpler governance. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi asserted that his government's Reform Express is benefiting common citizens in a big way. Prime Minister said this year's Union Budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. He added that budget is not a now-or-never moment born out of compulsion, but a we-are-ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. He highlighted that the benefits of a decade of defence reforms were evident during Operation Sindoor, asserting that India has to be prepared at all times to deal with security challenges. He stressed that India has a duty to modernize its defense sector in line with current realities as a country that is playing an increasingly important role in the world. Citing the allocation of 7.85 lakh crore rupees to the defense sector in the Union Budget 2026-27, Mr. Modi said the outlay is 15% higher than the previous budget. He further stated that it is also the biggest chunk given to any ministry or department. Prime Minister also said that the tax incentives announced in the budget are designed to accelerate investment in this space, lower the cost of building advanced facilities, and position India as a globally competitive destination for data infrastructure. He invited the whole world's data to reside in India. Prime Minister also said that women will play the important role in creating Viksit Bharat, and initiatives taken by the government will empower them. On the trade deals being done by India, Prime Minister remarked that political stability and political predictability have restored investors' confidence in India. He added that stronger manufacturing, services and MSMEs have enabled India to negotiate trade pacts from a position of strength, emphasizing that private sector is critical for the next phase of economic transformation. Prime Minister requested a decisive response from them. He added that private sector must focus less on protecting margins and invest aggressively in R&D supply chain and quality. He said the next leap to Viksit Bharat will depend on bold investment by private sector in innovation, long-term capacity and global competitiveness. Mr. Modi said he is never fully satisfied and believes that public life demands a certain constructive relentlessness and a constant urge to do more. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is all set to underway in New Delhi tomorrow. The five-day summit will be the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France Emmanuel Macron, Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain Pedro Sanchez, President of Switzerland Guy Mamelin, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramagulam, Sri Lanka's President Anuradhakumara Naika, Vice President of Seychelles Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgay. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will represent India at the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected government of Bangladesh, led by Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman in Dhaka on this coming Tuesday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the speaker's participation at this important event underscores the deep and enduring friendship between the people of India and Bangladesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jaishankar held a conversation with Chairman of Munich Security Conference Wolfgang Ischenegger in Germany today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar, the Munich Security Conference 2026 provided a good opportunity to present views and exchange perspectives. Devotees are thronging temples in various parts of the country to celebrate Mahashivratri. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for the devotees of Lord Shiva, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers and night-long worship at temples. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended wishes to the citizens on the occasion of Mahashivratri. And